This is dictating on David Stanley, David, David Stanley, Stanley, S as in Sam, David Stanley, Stanley, date of birth is 5/22/66, date of visit 10/21/24. Please make a copy for Natalie Ingerski. Ingerski. Natalie. Natalie Ann Ingerski. Ingerski. G as in George. Ingerski. APRN. Next line. Dear Natalie, thank you for sending David Stanley for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history, present, illness. This is a 58-year-old male who has had a past history of obstructive sleep apnea, had a polysomnographic study, more than 2 years ago, and had a polysomnographic study more than 2 months ago, and has been on a AutoPAP setup with a full face mask, but states that the settings are not adequate, and he has trouble breathing while the mask is on, and has significantly disturbed sleep, and thus has not been using it as recommended, period. The patient is looking for further adjustments of his AutoPAP machine. A copy of his sleep study was available, and it suggests an AHI of 6.5 respiratory events, suggesting mild sleep disordered breathing, period. Presently, he's on AutoPAP with CPAP settings at 4-10 centimeter pressure, period. The patient has lost weight over the past year, and has had a previous history of gastric bypass. He has a cough, and he has some chest congestion, and brings up some whitish yellow mucus, period. The patient has a history of chronic atrial fibrillation. Next paragraph. Past history. Past history includes history for atrial fibrillation, status post ablation times 2, history of degenerative disc disease, and he has had gastric bypass done in 2019, and he also has a history of sinus drainage with postnasal drip. The patient has hypertension for more than 3 years, and he has degenerative arthritis, period. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked 2 packs per day for 10 years and then quit. Occasional alcohol use. He works with irrigation systems. No history of asbestos exposure. Next part, med list included Thycosin 500 micrograms BID, Cardizem 60 milligrams BID, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, Pepcid 20 milligrams BID. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of cancer of unknown origin. Mother had a history of cerebral aneurysm. Oh, can you please change that? Father please delete father died. Father has a history of cancer. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient denies fever or fatigue, but had some weight loss. No cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has no urinary frequency or flank pains. He has no hay fever, but has some shortness of breath, cough, and wheezing. Denies abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain, he does have palpitations, no leg swelling. No depression or anxiety. His joint pains and muscle stiffness, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This well-built, middle-aged white male. Alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, icterus, peripheral edema, or clubbing. Blood pressure 138 by 80, pulse 66, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 206, saturation 97. HEND abnormal cephalic, pupils are reactive, sclera were clear. Throat is mildly injected, nasal mucosa edematous. Ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no venous distension, no thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with essentially clear lung fields. Heart, the heart sounds irregular. S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities reveal no edema, no lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1+, with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1, obstructive sleep apnea, mild. Number 2 is acute bronchitis. Number 3 is history of chronic atrial fibrillation. Number 4 is hypertension. Number 5 is exogenous obesity. Next paragraph. Plan the patient. Has been advised to get a CPAP titration study to see if he could get proper settings for his CPAP machine. Also get a CT chest since he has a history of smoking, and a pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. He was also placed on Ceftin 500 milligrams BID times 7 days and prednisone 10 milligrams BID for 1 week. A copy of his blood work will be requested, and a follow-up will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Natalie Ingerski, APRN. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.